The Truth News Network. Mainstream news, for the most part, cannot be trusted. Want the truth?
And nothing but the truth?
It's here every day at the Truth News Network. Here with today's truths is Dan Newman.
And these may be the only truths from yesterday that you hear. You're going to hear them right here at truthnewsnet.org. Yesterday, the hearings in which Christine Blasey Ford finally testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee, sharing details of her allegations of sexual abuse by Supreme Court Justice nominee Brett Kavanaugh. In spite of the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing in which she testified, and then Judge Kavanaugh testified separately, they gave separate testimony and obviously very different testimony regarding Ford's allegations of sexual assault by Kavanaugh. And after it's all over, folks, 7.5 hours of testimony, to be honest with you, there's no there. It came down to he said, she said. Those who were expecting to come away from the hearing with proof of one or the other telling the truth, while the other one lied about sexual assault, those people came away disappointed. I watched all 7.5 hours of the hearing. At times it was gut-wrenching, nauseating, and also infuriating. More than anything, the hearing was a bad imitation of a Barnum and Bailey circus. And there were plenty of clowns in the act, you can bet. At the center of the hearing was the testimony of the accuser, Dr. Christine Blasey Ford. She testified first, without Judge Kavanaugh in the room. Then after a lunch break, Kavanaugh testified. No one lit the fuse on the fireworks until Kavanaugh showed up. And the fireworks ensued with much drama, grandstanding, and a whole bunch of fanfare. Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina actually stole the show during Kavanaugh's questioning.
Are you aware that at 9:23, on the night of July the 9th, the day you were nominated to the Supreme Court by President Trump, Senator Schumer said, 23 minutes after your nomination, I will oppose Judge Kavanaugh's nomination with everything I have. I have a bipartisan, and I hope a bipartisan majority will do the same. The stakes are simply too high for anything less. Well, if you weren't aware of it, you are now. Did you meet with Senator Dianne Feinstein on August 20th?
I did meet with Senator Feinstein.
Did you know that her staff had already recommended a lawyer to Dr. Ford?
I did not know that.
Did you know that her and her staff had this allegations for over 20 days?
I did not know that at the time.
If you wanted an FBI investigation, you could have come to us. What you want to do is destroy this guy's life, hold this seat open, and hope you win in 2020. You've said that, not me. You've got nothing to apologize for. When you see Sotomayor and Kagan, tell them that Lindsey said hello, because I voted for them. I would never do to them what you've done to this guy. This is the most unethical sham since I've been in politics. And if you really wanted to know the truth, you sure as hell wouldn't have done what you've done to this guy. Are you a gang rapist?
No.
I cannot imagine what you and your family have gone through. Boy, y'all want power. God, I hope you never get it. I hope the American people can see through this sham, that you knew about it and you held it. You had no intention of protecting Dr. Ford. None. She's as much of a victim as you are. God, I hate to say it, because these have been my friends. But let me tell you, when it comes to this, you're looking for a fair process. You came to the wrong town at the wrong time, my friend. Do you consider this a job interview?
The advice and consent role is like a job
interview. You consider that you've been through a job interview.
I've been through a process of advice and consent under the Constitution. Which
would you say you've been through hell?
I've been through hell and then some.
This is not a job interview.
Yeah.
This is hell.
This
is going to destroy the ability of good people to come forward because of this crap. Your high school yearbook. You have interacted with professional women all your life, not one accusation. You're supposed to be Bill Cosby when you're a junior and senior in high school. And all of a sudden you got over it. It's been my understanding that if you drug women and rape them for 2 years in high school, you probably don't stop. Here's my understanding. If you lived a good life, people would recognize it, like the American Bar Association has the gold standard. His integrity is absolutely unquestioned. He is the very circumspect in his personal conduct, harbors no biases or prejudices. He's entirely ethical, is a really decent person. He is warm, friendly, unassuming. He's the nicest person. The ABA. The one thing I can tell you, you should be proud of. Ashley, you should be proud of this. That you raised a daughter who had the good character to pray for Dr. Ford. To my Republican colleagues, if you vote no, you're legitimizing the most despicable thing I have seen in my time in politics. You want this seat? I hope you never get it. I hope you're on the Supreme Court. That's exactly where you should be. And I hope that the American people will see through this charade. And I wish you well. And I intend to vote for you, and I hope everybody who's fair-minded will.
Senator Graham's outrage came after his Democrat counterparts on the committee derided Kavanaugh in pretty much every way they possibly could. His testimony above tells the entire story of Graham's feelings on the hearings. We're going to take a pause right here, but before we do, let me just say this. In all my years, I'm 65 years old. I watched the Clarence Thomas confirmation hearings in 1991 that were the most contentious in U.S. history at the time. I gotta say, what I saw today in the Senate Judiciary Committee confirmation hearing was the worst demonstration of governing in the United States that I have ever seen. Back with more. You don't want to leave. Right after this, at Truth News Net.
Hey, Thirst, can I try out a few Coke Summer sound effects on you?
Yes!
Cool. You okay with this?
Yes!
And this?
Yes!
And what about this?
Yes!
Ha! Gotcha there, Thirst. That wasn't sound effects. That was a Coke.
I'm no longer thirsty.
You're so out of here. Coca-Cola, open happiness.
How can we say when you book direct at choicehotels.com, you always get the lowest price in our rooms, guaranteed?
Let's get someone to say it with a really low voice. Carl?
Lowest price guaranteed.
What about the world's lowest limbo stick?
How low can you go?
Nice one, Carl.
Hey, I've got an idea. Just say bada book, bada boom.
Bada book, bada boom.
Nice.
Always the lowest price guaranteed. Book now at choicehotels.com.
George Orwell said freedom is the right to tell someone what they don't want to hear. Today, that's called the truth.
At truthnewsnet.org.
Here's Dan Newman.
Like it or not, folks, we're telling you the truth, especially today about yesterday's Senate confirmation hearings for Brett Kavanaugh. Let's look closely at Christine Blasey Ford's testimony. I'll give you a summary of it. Regarding her testimony, she simply repeated her claims of sexual assault against her by a then-teenage Brett Kavanaugh from 36 years ago. She repeated, under stiff questioning, the names of those she previously named as witnesses of the event, the alleged assault. She repeated her claims about Kavanaugh and his friend, last name Judge, being in the room when it happened. She repeated several inconsistencies in her story that were already out in public from details leaked to the press, apparently by members or staff of Democrats on the committee. She spoke quietly. She seemed puzzled at questions fairly often and responded in a voice that has been called uptalk. That is a trait used by some when speaking, making the last words of a sentence go up in pitch. And speech professionals say doing so is an effort on the part of the speaker to draw sympathy from listeners, as well as to sound and seem victimized. Obviously, there is no way to verify the veracity of her testimony. And for that matter, Kavanaugh. Why? In her case, the four people she named as persons who witnessed firsthand the Kavanaugh sexual assault, alleged to have been committed against her by Kavanaugh, have all, in affidavits to the Judiciary Committee, denied even being at the party, knowing about the party, knowing where the alleged party was held, and in one case, even knowing Brett Kavanaugh or ever meeting him. Each of the four gave those affidavits acknowledging their truthfulness under felony threat if they were lying. Here are some bullet point items that raise some eyebrows regarding Ford's testimony and circumstances surrounding her way of coming forward to testify. She wanted anonymity. She contacted her congresswoman from California first, then wrote that congresswoman the letter with the details of the alleged assault and gave a copy to Senator Feinstein, Democrat of California. Wanting anonymity, she then reached out to the Washington Post on a tip line to tell the Post her story. She gave her full story to a Post reporter who wrote and published it in total. And of course, the obvious question there is, if she wanted anonymity, why would she do two things? One, hire an attorney. And two, call the Washington Post, interview with a reporter, and give that reporter the story to publish. Moving on, Senator Charles Grassley, Republican of Iowa, as chair of the committee, when told Ford hated to fly and therefore could not come before the committee in D.C., offered to her the committee would go to California to meet with her anywhere and anytime. In her testimony, she shared details of numerous trips she had made in her work and for personal purposes in which she flew all over the world. And she said she didn't fly. She was scared to death to fly. It was revealed after the hearing that she had not even been in California when Grassley's offer was made to go to her in California. She was actually in Delaware, just a short distance away from Washington, D.C. No explanation for her lack of candor was given. Ford was definitive in her description of what happened during the incident, the alleged sexual assault. She knew that she drank just one beer at the party. Now, this is 35, 36 years ago. She stated emphatically who the four others were at the party by name. Also, what Kavanaugh and Judge allegedly did to her in vivid detail, who all was in the house, how she prevented what she thought was going to be a rape, and even the sounds of the two alleged sexual assaulters going down the stairs after she was able to get away into a locked bathroom and avoiding that attack. Yet she did not know what house in which it occurred, who the house belonged to, who took her to the party, or took her home. She also has no memory of the date of the party. Details printed in the Post story differed in part from her previous accounts of portions of the event that her therapist put into her therapy notes. She had no explanation for the differences, other than because of the trauma of the incident, she was a bit foggy on some of the details. The only explanation she had for any of the named witnesses not corroborating her story, and even all of them refuted her story, was that one of those people, a girl that was called her best friend in high school, has been having serious medical issues. Committee Democrats lobbed nothing but softballs at Ford, each lauding her coming forward with her sexual abuse charges. None ask her a single tough question, not one. And Republicans deferred their questioning to a female rape victim legal expert to ask the questions. In my estimation, their doing so was a huge mistake. That rape victim expert is an Arizona attorney who prosecutes sex crime perpetrators and simply took too much time asking her questions that were often benign anyway. By the way, Republicans in questioning Kavanaugh replaced that rape victim expert with the normal process in which senators asked questions of Kavanaugh. And let's get to Brett Kavanaugh's testimony. If you missed the hearing, especially testimony of Brett Kavanaugh, I encourage you to search online, find it, and watch it or listen to it. You need to watch it if you can, if you have a choice. If you have young children or teenagers, I encourage you to include them. Folks, this was a historical moment for all time. Kavanaugh's opening remarks were historical in nature themselves, bombastic and challenging. Very emotional. He called out Senate Democrat committee members for orchestrating what he called a lynching and a circus, multiple times charging those Democrats for destroying his credibility, his reputation, his life, and that of his family, and doing so in retribution against Donald Trump for beating Hillary Clinton in 2016. He likened it to the 1991 Supreme Court confirmation hearings of Justice Clarence Thomas, in which a surprise last-minute sexual attack was made by Anita Hill. The common thread throughout his testimony was every Democrat implored Kavanaugh to ask, request, implore, or even demand President Trump to force, order the FBI to investigate Ford's allegations against him before his confirmation is to go to the full Senate for a vote. Each time, Judge Kavanaugh made it clear he is committed to doing anything that the Judicial Committee requests, even if they ask for another FBI hearing. Senator Grassley, remember he chairs that committee, several times interrupted Democrats, making it clear that the committee has an investigative staff comprised of GOP and Democrat staffers who had already investigated the Ford charges. That did not stop Democrats from continuing their badgering of Kavanaugh. Senator Kamala Harris, Democrat of California, was the most noxious in her questioning, demeaning Kavanaugh for not agreeing to reach out and demand an FBI investigation. At this point, let me address the demands for the second FBI investigation. In Senate confirmation hearings and the investigations that lead up to them, the FBI exclusively performs those investigations of the nominees for every nominee to receive Senate confirmation approval. They had already investigated Kavanaugh six times for previous nominations, including for Supreme Court, this one. None of these allegations surfaced in this most recent investigation or any of the other previous investigations. It was made clear through Democrat Senate members who ignore this fact that the FBI does only background investigations for these nominations, that the allegations made by Ford and the other women are criminal in nature, and the FBI, therefore, has no jurisdiction. This is really important, folks. The FBI doesn't investigate local crimes. Montgomery County, Maryland, where this attack supposedly took place, Montgomery County, Maryland law enforcement would investigate any allegations of criminal wrongdoing. And by the way, this was and would be considered a sexual crime. And by the way, in Maryland, there is no statute of limitation for sexual attacks. It was also made clear that for anyone to launch such an investigation, basics must be provided by any accuser before Montgomery County would start an investigation, like who committed the crime, where the crime was committed, providing information of potential witnesses, and when the alleged attack occurred. Montgomery County Police would not be able to even investigate without Ford or someone providing that information to them. Ford's cries and that of every Democrat on the committee and in Congress for the FBI came even though all committee members knew this information I just gave to you would be required to begin an investigation. They also knew about there not being a statute of limitations in Maryland for this. Sexual assault, there isn't one. So, Brett Kavanaugh, if he is proven to be lying about it and actually committed the crime, he could be prosecuted today for that. You know what the ultimate travesty is? Republicans pretty much nationwide have blasted Senate Democrats for several weeks over their handling of this process. Why? It became obvious early that Democrats care not about Kavanaugh's experience, his judicial expertise, or any other qualifications for the job of Supreme Court Justice. Obviously, to most, their desire is to delay any Kavanaugh confirmation hearing while painting him with as vile and salacious allegations as possible, all to totally discredit him, keep him or any other conservative from becoming Supreme Court Justice, with no regard for the truth, the cost to the nation of disallowing who is probably the most qualified person in the United States to hold that position, while simultaneously destroying his life and that of his family. They just don't care. Senate Democrats' purpose? Keep a conservative majority from controlling the Supreme Court. Their objective? Protect Roe v. Wade. In other words, protecting the federal legality of abortions in their doing so. Their war to accomplish that goal was made obvious with the revelation of specific actions by the ranking member, Dianne Feinstein. She received that letter from Ford on July 30th of this year, detailing Ford's allegations against Kavanaugh of sexual assault. Senate rules require any member receiving such information to do two things. Forward the allegations to the FBI immediately to be included in their nomination investigation, and to simultaneously share that information with fellow members of the Judiciary Committee. Feinstein knew that was required of her, yet she did neither. And by the way, that 30-day period in there before the hearings actually happened, there was plenty of time to initiate an FBI investigation and for them to conduct an exhaustive investigation. Why didn't she do that? Well, she said it was because of the request by Ford for anonymity. Feinstein knew that her forwarding the letter to fellow committee members and the FBI would not violate any promise she made to Ford to protect Ford's identity. Actually, if Feinstein had done that, it would have protected Ford's confidence. Keeping it resulted in it being leaked to the press and being published. And there are many that think Senate Judiciary Committee members or their staff's members actually purposely leaked it to the press. Feinstein, by turning that letter over to the FBI July 30th, would have allowed a confidential and thorough investigation of the allegations by Montgomery County well before the Kavanaugh hearing began. Yet no question in the 30 hours of committee hearings was asked of Kavanaugh about the allegation. None of the senators said one word about those allegations. Feinstein, she didn't even ask Kavanaugh about them in her 40-minute private one-on-one meeting with him. Feinstein's motive could only be one thing and one thing only. Do anything, at any cost to anybody, to stop Brett Kavanaugh from becoming a Supreme Court Justice. The only constitutional role in this process of the Senate is advice and consent in confirmation proceedings. The Senate Judiciary Committee took it upon themselves to orchestrate the unethical, if not illegal, actions to thwart the Senate's 200-year-old confirmation process purely for political purposes only. Very few are surprised at their actions, I'm sure. Many, if not most Americans, are disappointed. I know a bunch are. Think about this. The United States of America was just about to be robbed of the services of who may be the most qualified Supreme Court justice nominee of the last century from assuming that role. That position was opened by the vacated spot left by retiring Justice Kennedy. Shame on those Democrats. Thank God for the fortitude shown by Judge Kavanaugh to stand firm in the face of pure partisanship in Senate Democrats' efforts to thwart the process of justice confirmation. He had help from his friend, Senator Lindsey Graham, as shown in the video above. I may be counting chickens before they hatch, but listen closely to this. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to be the first to introduce you to the next Justice of the United States Supreme Court, Brett Kavanaugh. So it is written, so let it be done. I hope we're over this. I hope this will put this to bed, and next week there'll be a confirmation hearing and the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh. God bless you. Thanks for joining us at Truth News Net. We'll be back. Stay close.
So busy you don't have time for today's news on TV or newspaper?
Never fear.
TNN has your answer. Download TNN Podcast to your phone.
Catch up with the latest news
during your busy day.
The Truth News Network. TNN. TruthNewsNet.org.